So this is Jonathan Grimes, and I'm here with violinist Darren Morgan and pianist Mary DeLay to talk about the concert which they're giving on the 12th of October as part of the Contemporary Music Centre's New Music, New Ireland series of violin and piano duo concerts at King's Place in London. Dara, can I start by asking you to tell me a little bit about the pieces you've chosen for the concert?
Sure, Jonathan. We're playing three new pieces by Frank Corcoran, Raymond Dean and Andrew Hamilton, and a piece by Jenny Walsh called Theme From, a short piece by John McLaughlin, a movement from Ben Dwyer's Movimientos, and Gerald Barry's 1998.
And Mary, in devising an all-new music concert like this, what are the kinds of things which you think about when you're putting the programme together?
One of the first things that Dara and I are in the position to be able to think about now is the amount of repertoire that we have already in existence, and pieces that, you know, not only deserve but really need to be played again and again, because that's a major complaint, isn't it, in this business, that pieces often only get one outing. So that is important to us, as well as being representative, you know, of this is a concert of new music from Ireland. So I think we've got a great range of styles, also ages. And then we also, it's very important to us how programmes are ordered. And they're the three main things, I think, that we think about when we're putting all of this together.
Yeah, I mean, just to further that slightly, we also have kind of ongoing relationships. Well, not kind of, we have ongoing relationships with many of these composers. For a long time now, Raymond Dean has written a number of pieces for me in over the years, and including Prathini Violata and Episcopal Excursus. And Gerald Barry, we work very closely with, and the ongoing great relation with Gerald. We're sitting here just after a concert with in the Music 21 series, where we first worked with Ben Dwyer, both as a promoter and then later as a composer, at least 12, 13 years ago. John McLaughlin, his mother and my father are very old writer friends. Jenny Walsh is a newer person to come to us, but again, we've been playing this piece Theme From at least three times already. And we're excited to be working on a new piece by Andrew Hamilton. So it's really great, you know, to kind of continue relationships.
And to try and decrease the pile that is ever increasing of new pieces that you get, and you're waiting for an opportunity to be able to put something in, that's the final point, I think.
Yeah.
And Dari, you mentioned the three works by the composers which you're actually giving the premiere of. Did these composers all write these pieces especially for you?
No, not at all, actually. Frank Corcoran, we first met last year in London playing. I decided it would be great to program a really early piece by his piano trio, which is a fantastic piece. And I was immediately struck at kind of his unique style. And Frank sent me this little quasi un preludio, which unfortunately nobody else has taken up yet, but I'm very excited about it. I mentioned our relationship with Raymond, and we are, for instance, playing his a new version of his string quartet Embers. We've been just playing it in China, a new arrangement for piano trio, and we're playing Embers in Paris shortly. And then he said, oh, well, why don't I write a new piece for King's Place, because we're playing a complete portrait concert of Raymond actually in the Purcell Room next March in London. So there's plenty of music to choose from by Raymond, which is brilliant for this combination. And also Andrew Hamilton is somebody who we've been interested in for a long time, and it's great that this piece is eventually coming to light.
Great. And how important, Mary, are these sorts of concerts in helping both promote and showcase Irish composers' music?
I think they're absolutely vital. I mean, it's great to have Irish composers represented on an international scene among international names, of course it is. But from a chamber music perspective and a new music concert of violin and piano, and the thing about all of these pieces as well is that they're all substantial. So it is listening to a concert of late 20th, early 21st century music. And because all of the pieces are individually strong, and we've already talked about how we put them all together, and the variety of voices, that even strengthens, I think, the presentation more as standalone pieces, and also in a whole concert of Irish new music.
Yeah, I mean, King's Place is a fantastic new first new purpose-built concert hall in London for about 25 years. and it's fantastic acoustics and really a great artistic centre. So it's great to be playing Irish music there. Next year I'm curating a whole series of, which I'm sure you'll hear more about in the future, of Irish music, which will be programmed there next April. But it's brilliant to see the CMC as well entering more and more into the actual performance promotion side of things as well, which is vital catalyst of how we get this music out there. Of course, it's wonderful to have it on recordings, and it's great for composers' names to be seen, but without hearing it all the time and hearing it live, because this is live art, it's art for now, isn't it? So it's great that the CMC is doing more and more of that.
So the music lives.
So final question to both of you. You're both very committed to new music and to performing Irish composers' works, and have commissioned and performed many works from a diverse selection of Irish composers. How would you say new Irish music has changed over the past 10 years? And what would you say are the main challenges facing new music over the next 10?
I think there is a new confidence in Ireland and in Irish music, which doesn't mean there wasn't a confidence there before, but it's just, I suppose, with New Ireland, in a sense, there is a different sense of purpose with money and that what's achieved here. I think there's many people are much more happy to do their own unique voices and not feel constricted by one particular compositional style. I think for the future, what's very important is that one compositional style trend doesn't become a forte too much. I think certain older composers possibly feel a little bit concerned that Ireland is going maybe towards a New York school of composition more, and much that I love that repertoire, I also enjoy experimental music, I enjoy real hardcore modernism. I think it's all equally deservedly a place, and it's important that we as a nation keep that openness, and all of those composers also keep that openness and keep exploring new styles.
And I think, over the last 10 years, to continue from what Dara was saying, opportunity has also created so much new music, because people have had the facilities and, you know, say financial support or whatever they individually need, and therefore individuality comes out. And what I think now in these times where everything is becoming a bit more restricted for everybody, that I think excellence is the word that has to be, you know, at the top of a composer's mind, like it is in a performer's mind, that whatever you're doing, and even if times are hard, that excellence is what will make this survive.
Well, here's to the future. Mary, Dara, thank you very much.
Thanks, Jonathan.